shy of 3,000.
Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're also streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can jump into our chat room. Just go to the website, KCNR1460.com, hop into the chat room, and say hello, as many, many are doing just as we speak. So good morning, everybody in the chat room, and welcome aboard. It is 7:06 on July the 6th, and I'm going to adjust my sound here a little bit. Okay, this is working. Bad Bob has got this working so well that I can just hear things from all over the studio, including this gnat that flew by just right then. And say, Bad Bob, how'd you do that?
If I told you, then my secret would be out.
I wouldn't need
you. I couldn't
then,
keep my reputation as a medical worker.
Yeah, we need more dilithium crystals here, Squatty. Hey, Linda's on assignment today. A lot of things going on this week. A lot of things happening. You got to remember July 9th, this Saturday, Dancing with the Stars. Mm. Yes. And Bad Bob is out there every day trying to put together the tape, the video, the secrets, the early dancing.
The previews.
That will happen.
That's they wanted it yesterday, and I said that ain't going to happen. And we'll be delivering it on Thursday. And it's been interesting seeing the evolution, particularly yours, sir.
My evolution. Yeah, I've come out of that cocoon
dancer,
there.
Yes.
I have these. What's the weather like today, Bad Bob?
It's 70 degrees right now. Look for it to make it all the way up into the triple digits. A high near 103. Overnight lows will again go into the 60s. Should taper off a little bit tomorrow with a high just brushing the century mark. Right now, 70 degrees downtown. Report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. Got music going again this week, and it's going to be a great time up there, and it's always cooler. Give them a call at 474-5546. To make reservations, because it's always filled on the weekends. You know what? There's something about this heat. Yesterday was hot. Monday was hot. Today's hot. And so what happens is you get two brothers get into a fight in Red Bluff over dirty dishes. This is according to what, all the witnesses say. They get into a fight over dirty dishes, and one kills the other. One kills his brother. Over an argument over dirty dishes. So, heat. There's been a couple other incidents in the paper. If you take a look at them, some strange people out there, which might have had something to do with heat. And, of course, the gent that got bitten by the rattlesnake down at Turtle Bay Park, he was on the sidewalk when he got bit. And he's in the hospital right now, intensive care unit, and some pain. And so it's not just a minor thing like you see in the movies where somebody gets bit and they make a little... cut on their finger and they suck out the poison, which is, you don't even think you're supposed to do that anymore. But the bottom line is, be aware, you're going to be out on the trails, there's going to be animals out there, in this case snakes, obviously it's snake season. You got Turtle Bay where there's a lot of people around Turtle Bay. So obviously, the snake couldn't have been too intimidated by the people that are walking by. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I think we've got a really interesting show today. We always are interesting. Some are even more interesting. Tim Pappas, the Shasta County Assistant Public Defender, is going to be here. He's also a constitutional lawyer. He's also one that sued the city of Reading and the library for restricting freedom of speech. He wrote a letter to the city of Shasta Lake that was trying to restrict freedom of speech. They, like a very bright city, backed off and said, hey, let's take another look at this. And the Redding case. We lost $200,000 on that one. And we're going to be talking about some other things that are happening across the country and in our state. Some of them could even ramp up there maybe to rant time, but we're not sure. We'll just have to see as we go a little bit further. This is Carl and Linda Bott, 7:10 in the morning on July the 6th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
And another one gone, and another one gone, another one bites the dust.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will host the 2011 Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Candace Vaughn, North Valley Bank, Denise Jurgensen, Caltrans, Jennifer Kettles, You Top It, Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, and Jake Easy, Power 94. Tickets are $20 and $25. On sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118 extension 202. 244-0118 extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include B&T Satellite, Lulu's Restaurant, Redding Electric Utility, Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Marie Callender's, Westside Florist Results Radio, Marshall's Florist, Redding Rancheria, and Anderson Florist and Gifts. Join us and cast your vote for this year's Shasta County Dancing with the Stars champion.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, July 10th.
As we bring you the new science fiction mystery, Waiting for a Window.
A young man and his disabled boat make an emergency stop on an island that seems determined to prevent him from ever leaving in this latest entry in the new Radio Theater's $5,000 competition.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR, 1460 AM, or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Kent's Meats and Groceries.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:15 in the morning, July the 6th. Linda's on assignment, and the phone line's here, 530-605-4567. Hey, I want to hear from you all here. I'm going to talk Casey Anthony. Talk about a trial that has just stirred the nation. Up until yesterday, I think people, you know, it's been going on for 3 years. She was arrested 3 years ago, put in jail for the death of her daughter. And, you know, if you just in the periphery, because I don't follow these things, but from the periphery, it had... Daughter disappears. She's gone for like 30 days. Meanwhile, Casey's out there dancing it up and doing things and partying. saying that her daughter was taken by, you know, is over at the her friend's house, sitter's house, is on a trip to Disneyland, et cetera, et cetera. And then people start asking, well, where is she? Well, now they, oh, gosh, we can't find her. You know, Casey is lying to the police. And then tragically, they find the body of the little two-year-old. Oh, two-year-old dead in a box out in the swamp there. Or off the main road, really, is what it was. There's no other suspects. And they bring her to trial after 3 years. The trial lasts, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? The media outlets are screaming for blood. They want to see a public hanging. It goes to the jury. 10 hours later, jury comes back, not guilty. 10 hours, not guilty. Not 10 days, not 2 weeks, not an entire day. 10 hours, 5 hours one day, 5 hours the next, not guilty. And the media has gone wild. They have just, you know, they're saying it's a travesty of justice, that she's obviously so guilty that, you know, the whole thing was Casey Anthony. She killed her daughter. And yet the jurors, including the alternate juror who was there for every bit of the trial, was taken out of the room when the other jurors did, in case, you know, in case one of them gets sick. Every one of the jurors, including the alternate, or when they talked to the alternate, the rest of the jurors wouldn't talk to the media yet. The alternate says, no, they never proved that she did it. The only thing they proved is that Casey Anthony lied, that they that she lied to the police. So they failed to prove, and getting this is from what they were saying, is they failed to prove how Kaylee, the daughter, died. There was no DNA from Casey on the tape that was put all around her mouth, and they said that suffocated her. There was conflicting testimony on the smell in the trunk. If you remember, you know, they've said there was a smell that smelled like death in the trunk, and why chloroform was so important. So it was a confusion there. They did say is that Casey lied to the police, so she could get up to 4 years. 1 year per count of lying to the police. Well, she's been in jail for 3 years, and since she was found not guilty of the crime, she could probably be released today, as early as today, or whenever they're going to bring her back in. This is something that is, you know, probably isn't worth a lot of time, so I won't spend a lot of time on it. But the idea is this, is that the media for 3 years has hung her out to dry. And Nancy Grace from one of the stations there, one of the, I think, CNN or something, she does all this thing on legal stuff. She's ridden this Casey Anthony horse. She's ridden this horse to, you know, to building up her viewership by about a million. And that her whole thing was Casey Anthony was guilty, Casey Anthony was guilty, Casey Anthony was guilty. Well, Casey Anthony was found not guilty. Bill O'Reilly talking about it, this travesty of justice, this travesty of justice. She was found not guilty. I mean, they didn't prove the case. This is what the American justice system is about.
There are people drawing parallels to the OJ case. Would you make that observation as well?
Yeah.
The circus?
You could do it. The circus. The thing about it is that, you know, you have to, you know, it's the same thing with OJ, that he was found not guilty. Now, in that case, it's, you know, the, you know, is there doubt in people's mind that Casey killed somehow was involved? Okay. Was Casey somehow involved in her daughter's death, or at least the cover up? Yes, I think she was. I think that even came out in the trial. I think they said it was what the daughter drowned, and there's panic, and they didn't know what to do, and so she went into a, you know, a mental state and then hid the body. Again, it seems like they could do something, some kind of test, and find out how the child died. O.J. Simpson, yes. Another thing where people were convinced, well, you know, but that's not true. Early in the trial, Bad Bob, they had a guy on. Remember, they kicked off one of the jurors early on because he was made contact with the news media or something like that, and they interviewed him on TV. And when they were talking about DNA to him, he looks at the camera and he says, hey, you know, that, you know, what's that DNA prove? There's lots of people with the same DNA. And when he said that, I looked at it, you know, because I was in and out of the country, then, so I, you know, but the trial lasted forever. And I said, the prosecution is in deep trouble. If this guy who's been sitting on the trial as a jury member thinks that he's got DNA and blood types mixed up, because a lot of people do have the same blood type, but nobody has the same DNA, or the odds of it are millions and millions against it. I said, he doesn't understand the concept. They're making this too hard. So, you know, was O.J. involved with it? Yes, I firmly believe that O.J. was involved with it, but he was found not guilty. Now, he's in jail, I think, in Nevada for 20 years for a, you know, for armed robbery. Yeah, that one, you know, you look at that trial and you think, eh, you know what, justice is served in, you know, in many ways. Got to take a break here. Casey Anthony found not guilty. I just wonder about, you know, the little girl. Will this be the final epitaph that, you know, I died and nobody was held responsible? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It lasts for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms. From animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, but good morning, my friend. 7:25 in the morning, July the 6th. 530-605-4567, and somebody's calling right now. And KCNR1460.com, and we are chatting away there. People don't like it. They don't like what happened, Kaylee. They don't like what happened, there's no end to it. Well, there is, my friends. Not guilty. As bad as that sounds, as a travesty as it may be, as it was in the OJ trial, you know, it is 12 citizens, tried and true, who heard the evidence and said, not enough to convict. Let's go to line one. Bruce, you're live on Free Fire Radio.
Well, hello, Carl. I want to vent off just a skosh this morning on the subject that you just brought up.
Okay.
What is our priorities anyhow? I'll just mention a couple that ought to be on the top of the agenda. We still have 3,000 illegals crossing our borders every day, and they rob, rape, and kill border patrolmen. We got $14 trillion debt that looks like we're headed for Greece. We have 4,000 military people killed in Afghanistan in the last 10 years with a debt of $650 billion to run that thing, and they have no clue of what's going to happen there. 44,000 people killed in DUIs in a year here in the United States, and now Obama's trying to stop the execution of an illegally Mexican that killed and brutally raped a 16-year-old girl in Texas, and they want to stop it tomorrow because of humanitarian and what it might do to Americans living in Mexico.
It may hurt the feelings of the Mexican government.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk about that too.
For 24 hours, all we hear about is Casey Anthony, and I'm talking about every Fox News. Everybody ought to dump that thing. That's not that important to the welfare of us people.
You know, you're right, and so that's the last time you'll hear about it from me.
Well, I'm just saying this is ridiculous. You could, on these priority stuff, you could fill up 3 or 4 pages of what should be out in front of Casey Anthony.
Well, I have got things here that we're going to be talking about how the stimulus, which cost us so far $666 billion, or at the cost of $278,000 per job it either saved or created.
Right.
So
that's very, very a lot more important. But I couldn't believe how many. You could not turn to any national news media outlet and see nothing but Casey Anthony.
Yep.
All 5 of them was on there. That's ridiculous. All right, buddy, we'll let you get your stuff out there. It's a lot more important than Casey Anthony. I don't want to hear any more of that, nor O.J. Simpson. Take care.
Okay. I've been admonished. Okay, let's go, Coach Bob.
Good morning, Carl. I'll tell you why Casey Anthony is important to us.
Okay.
It's not her. She doesn't count. What counts is the total incompetence of the people that we hire that are getting paid by the taxpayers' dollars to prosecute these crimes. And they did an atrocious job, just as the idiots down in Los Angeles did with the OJ trial. They were incompetent. The minute they had the playing field leveled, they could not compete. If they couldn't coerce somebody, you know, by their shotgun approach to throwing charges at people until one or two things stick and getting them to cop a plea, they don't do that well.
Well, that's a good point.
That's why it's important for us to not blame, Casey Anthony's probably guilty of sin. But the point is, the incompetence of the prosecution, that's us trying that case.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing about the, you go up to New York with the guy that used to be head of the International Monetary Fund.
That's
and
right.
They were going to prosecute that case, and then all of a sudden that has fallen apart because of, they said, problems with the witness, but now they're starting to say, well, maybe it's because they didn't really do some of their homework and that there is other things to this.
Yeah. And as one person pointed out on a talk show, I think yesterday, that guy, DSK, however you pronounce his name, he is a high flyer, big player in a big pool. Somebody must have wanted him brought down because normally they will protect their own.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was even charged and it was so blatantly in the public space says he's torqued somebody off. That's my speculation.
Well, you know, I understand he was going to be running maybe against Sikorsky, for the leadership of France. You know, that might have had something to do with it.
Probably had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, okay.
Now, we've got the other gal in France coming out saying that he attempted things
with
her. Well, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But the timing is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Okay, Coach Bob, we've got to take a break here.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, Bruce, Coach Bob, both very, very pertinent comments here. Hey, we've got to take a break for the news. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how the economic stimulus. What if we'd just written people a check for $100,000? It could have been a lot cheaper. We're going to talk about trying to save a murderer in Mexico. At least President Obama thinks he should. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks searching for direction in early trading on renewed fears over the European debt crisis. Moody's Investor Service downgraded Portugal's credit rating to junk status and warns that the country may need another bailout. A decision by Chinese leaders to raise interest rates also taking a toll on the markets. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow right now up by just 2 points. U.S. companies cut another 41,000 jobs in June, according to numbers compiled by Challenger Gray and Christmas. That is 12% more than May's total. So far this year, layoff announcements hit 245,000. That's the fewest in 11 years. This comes ahead of tomorrow's ADP report on private employment and weekly jobless claims, as well as Friday's big monthly jobs report. And President Obama holding a town hall meeting on Twitter today. The event will focus on jobs and the economy. While the questions will come as 140-character messages, the president will answer in front of a live audience at the White House. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
One, pick up the phone. Two, make a little call. Three, Budget Blinds is there in no time at all.
Hi everyone, this is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the Blind Guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. And Carl Lindebot, Linda's on assignment, 7:35 in the morning on July the 6th. It's 72 degrees already. I think it's even gone up more than that. I bet if we check, it's probably closer to 75. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Do not call the 800 number. Call our local people here for Dish. Call Doug Tooley, 244-1988. He does great work. The money stays local. The business is local. The 800 numbers put you out someplace else, and it is not a local vendor. BNT Satellite, we use their services. We've had no problems. Doug Tooley, 244-1988. Let's go to the phones. Paul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I enjoy your program.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, and about that trial, if you notice, when the jury came in and handed down the not guilty verdict, you should have seen the expression on her face. It reminded me of the time when O.J. was on trial and when the jury came in and handed down the not guilty trial for O.J., the expression on both their faces were exactly the same. And also, wherever she goes, the public will call her murderer.
You know, I think you're right, and it's just like O.J. He may have escaped the trial then. He may have escaped the justice then, but it followed him forever. It was, and I think the same thing with her. I think you have travesties of justice, and we've got a lot of comments in here on the chat room that are good comments, that circumstantial evidence can be enough. And I remember Scott Peterson, who killed his wife, everything was circumstantial on that, and they found him guilty. So I think our earlier callers had it at that a good prosecution, a good case can win.
Yeah, well, she's going to have a rough time. Wherever she goes, people will look at her and call her murderer.
Yeah, well, maybe they should then. Okay. Yeah,
okay, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Okay.
You know, Burmese societies engage in the practice of shunning. Maybe we ought to bring that back. When someone violates the Moors, they are basically outcast and cease to exist. Works for me.
Well, you know, it's not that they are killed or anything like that. They just, people don't talk to them. They don't have anything to do with them. So, you know what, but that takes a society that's cohesive, and we don't have a cohesive society, I'm afraid to say. Okay, let's get into a couple other things here. We've got like 20 minutes before we get into law. We got some really good comments coming in from the chat room today. I appreciate everybody that's in there. I appreciate what you're saying. You know, we've coming in is that the prosecution did do a job. You know, that maybe they're talking about something else. They were talking about snakes. Is that, hey, getting the snakes are coming out in the evening, which is right. You know, during the day it's too hot for them. They're cold-blooded creatures. And during the evening they come out to hunt. The ground is still warm enough for them to move around. And if it's, you know, like 80s, you know, they're probably right at the peak of them moving around. Because, you know, if it's too hot, they get lethargic. Too cold, they're lethargic. So be aware. We had Angel was talking about it. She was going across the bridge at Turtle Bay, I think is what she said, and there was a snake going across with her. She pedaled faster than the snake. Good job, Angel. Changing. Let's go back to trials just for a second. Not to these. Let's go to another one. There's this creature down in Texas that raped and murdered a 16-year-old girl in 1994. And very few question that he was responsible for the killing. But the Texas authorities failed to tell this guy, who was born in Mexico and has lived in the U.S. since the age of 2, that under the Vienna Convention, he was entitled to contact a Mexican consulate when he was arrested. And his lawyers argue that this was lack of consular access played a role in the death penalty being applied, because a Mexican national incriminated himself in statements during non-custodial interviews. The Mexican national who lived in the United States since he was 2 years old and he was, 20 or so when he was arrested and convicted of murder. And they're not saying he didn't do it. They're not saying he didn't rape that little 16-year-old girl and kill her. They're just saying is that, my God, he's a Mexican national. And now President Obama is attempting to block the execution in Texas on Thursday, which is tomorrow. of a Mexican of this of it says of a Mexican man because it would breach an international convention, do irreparable harm to U.S. interest. What kind of irreparable harm could this be, President Obama? Sir, tell me, what kind of irreparable harm we don't have already? We're being colonized. We're being colonized. Do you understand what that is? It's not immigration. We're being colonized here. We're having our agents shot on the border. People are being killed on the border. We are, you know, it's, you know, the drug cartels are operating here and along the border. What's going to happen? I mean, what could possibly happen that could harm our relationship with Mexico? Besides the fact that they hand out, you know, they're handing out how-to primers on how to get across the border. And they're angry with us because we're not putting water in the deserts so that the illegals can't get water as they move across the desert. And by the way, down in Arizona, if you get off the back roads there, you'll see places with flags flying. You know, not the American flag, but just the flag that shows where water is out there so people can get to it. Anyway, the White House has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to put the execution of Humberto Leo Garcia on hold while Congress passes a law that would prevent the convicted rapist and murderer from being put to death along with dozens of other foreign nationals who were denied proper access to diplomatic representation before trials for capital crimes. Perhaps they could also make a law that it's illegal to kill our people out there. How about it's illegal for the Mexican government to keep people in jail for little bitty things that happen while they're there? Huh? How about something like that? You know, President Obama, don't we have enough on our plate? Don't we have enough on our plate right now without this? I mean, why don't you solve what's happening here in this country before you worry if the Mexican government doesn't like us? Got to take a break. This is Free Fire Radio.
Cascade Theater will host the 2011 Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Candace Vaughn, North Valley Bank, Denise Jurgensen, Caltrans, Jennifer Kettles, You Top It, Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, and Jake Easy, Power 94. Tickets are $20 and $25. On sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118 extension 202. 244-0118 extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include B&T Satellite, Lulu's Restaurant, Redding Electric Utility, Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Marie Callender's, Westside Florist, Results Radio, Marshall's Florist, Redding Rancheria, and Anderson Florist and Gifts. Join us and cast your vote for this year's Shasta County Dancing with the Stars champion.
Hello, Redding. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. 7:45 in the morning, July the 6th. I am a moving. I have to move. You got moving targets, harder to hit. 605-4567. We're chatting at KCNR1460.com, and we're streaming out right now. You can hear us. Hear us talking. Now, 76 degrees. It's going to go up to like another 103 today. If you're walking around out in the gardens and everything, besides it being a little warm this evening, look around for snakes just in case. Let's talk. This is going to be rapid fire for the next 2 segments. We have a lot going on. The Economist. This comes out of the Weekly Standard. And the 7th quarterly report on the economic impact of the stimulus was released on Friday, July 1st. Of course, right in front of a 3-day weekend because they didn't want anybody to read it. But what it appears is that President Obama's economic stimulus did very little, if anything, to stimulate the economy. And a whole lot to stimulate the debt, my friends. This was written by the White House's Council of Economic Advisors, a group of 3 economists who were all handpicked by President Obama. And it chronicles the alleged success of the stimulus in adding or saving jobs. The stimulus has added or saved just about 2.4 million jobs, whether private or public. Now, that doesn't even count if those are the kind you put a hat on and you say, you know, you have fries with that, or if it's a government job. It just says. Okay, now this is how much it's cost. $666 billion for the $2.4 million jobs. That's a cost to taxpayers of $278,000 per job. That's right. Those jobs cost us $278,000. How about this? How about we just pick out 2.4 million people that are unemployed? We give them $100,000. We give them $8,000 a month to live on. All right? $8,000 a month to live on. It comes out to around $100,000 a year. And we save $400 billion. We have put $100,000 in the economy for 2.4 million people. Imagine if we'd just done that. And as of 2 quarters ago, the stimulus has added or saved 2.7 million jobs, or 288,000 more than it has now. Over the past 6 months, the economy would have added or saved more jobs without the stimulus than it has with it. What can I say, my friends? Let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning. I have a comment to make, sir.
Yes, sir.
Al Gore was right. We are destroying our planet and our economy, and we did that by electing Obama.
Well, you know what? It's the whole thing is I am just dumbfounded. Every day there's something else that happens. Something else has happened. Now, the Iraqis.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's just the fact is they're spending that much money. It's his own people are saying this. You know, and even in the last few months, without the stimulus, more jobs were made. I don't know. What are you going to do, Don?
Where is their comment? Well, I'm going to do what my wife did to me, take away the credit card.
There you go. You know, the thing is that we can't do that. We can't just say, you know what, I am so tired of you spending the money unwisely for continuing to use the money. You know, it's like this. It's like you've maxed out your credit card, and then you want to buy more shoes. Oh, it doesn't make sense. And the state of California is just as bad. It's just as bad, if not worse. I don't understand why somebody doesn't stand up and say, stop the madness.
I have a question to ask you. Does the office ruin the man, or does the man ruin the office?
It's the man that comes to the office. I don't think the office ruins the man. If the man is not strong enough or smart enough or wise enough or have enough experience, the office will chew him up. But that's for sure, because there's so much. But we as the electorate We need to pick a wise, strong leader. I mean, a leader, not somebody that just reads well, but a leader that, you know, has what is in the best interest of this country in the long run, not in the 4 years. You know,
when are you running? When are you running, or will Linda let you?
Linda doesn't. Linda doesn't let me out of the house after 9 p.m. most nights. So,
that's,
hey, Don, got to run.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, what else is going on? Okay. I'm just looking at other things here. All right, what else are we doing? Okay, let's just go to real quick to Reading. There's other things I wanted to talk about, too. Gay history bill goes to California governor for signature. You know what? I just don't know if I have enough time for this. But what it is, the bill will require California schools to present a more accurate and nuanced view of American history in our social science curriculum by recognizing the accomplishments of groups that are not often recognized. How about, like, the military? How about the, and what does this mean, too? Does this mean that, one thing, if Brown signs this, new school books are going to have to be bought. Because you've got to have the school books that the teachers work out of. Now, it doesn't say when they can be introduced into the curriculum, but if it's in the books, let's say, okay, all the books from all the grades. Because what if what if one school district says, hey, we want to introduce this at age 4 to tell everybody about this, and another one says, let's just wait till we're like seniors in high school and we can talk about it. That's going to be interesting, too. Now, Schwarzenegger did veto this last time. And Brown, you can't tell how Brown goes on these. I think probably he would not veto this, but he did veto the one against the unions the other day, which is pretty cool. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about what's going on right here in River City. We're going to talk about another agency, another firm has made a bid for the Civic Center, and we're going to talk about agriculture right out here in Tehama County has set a new record for the good. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, it's 7:51 in the morning on July the 6th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Well, you know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down.
River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $140 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament, Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This high-stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast, so reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-UWIN, or online at windrivercasino.com. Late registration available for the first 3 rounds. Prize pool based on participants. Stay in comfort at the Hilton Garden Inn. Call 1-800-HILTONS for a discounted rate. Book by July 1st. It's better on the river.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. Linda's on assignment at 76 degrees. It's heading up from the hundreds today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know, when it gets hot like this, Go down to Espresso Joe's. They've got smoothies. They've got icy drinks. They have other drinks just besides coffee that they do so well. But you still need that coffee in the morning. You just roll in there. The girls fix it for you. Such great employees down there. Joe and Shelley handpick them. Every one of them is polite, knows what they're doing, and they treat you very well. And Joe and Shelley are great Americans. They support this community in so many different ways. They give discounts to veterans. I can't say enough about Tobacco and Brew. If you haven't been down there, go on down there and tell them, hey, thanks for what you do for our community and the veterans. Okay. Let's start rocking here. All right, we had the Civic Center. Oh, by the way, I did leave something out on the landmark gay history bill. Is it wasn't just gays. It's also lesbians and transgender people. They have to teach about that too. I wonder, Bad Bob, does that mean you teach everything when you're talking about history? I mean, the white male politician and soldier back in the 1800s that destroyed the American or the Native Americans, that's taught. And how, how big industry pollutes water and all those things. I mean, that's unvarnished. I mean, you tell the whole story. Do you think they'll do that also when in everything, the whole story? I mean, epidemic. I mean, would it be, or will that this type of history be somewhat sanitized? I'm not sure. It's a good question, though. We'll take a look at it. Racky's asking that 10,000 troops stay. Of course,
get out,
the White
House.
I'm sorry. Well, the White House has offered to keep up to 10,000 troops in Iraq next year, but they say the Iraqis have to ask for it first. Now, if you remember, last month we had more warriors killed in Iraq in June than we've had in 3 years. Had 15 killed there. All right, it's a Mesa Operations, Mesa Productions. Has put a pitch in for the Civic Center, if you believe the record Searchlight. Rick and Angie Garola, who operate out of Cottonwood, and they've put on a number of acts there. They put on a number of different groups, Billy Carrington. They've had Zach Brown. They've had a number of them. They stage other events, too. They have also put in a bid to take over the Civic Center. So now we have to something the city has to take a look at. Here's, okay. 3 minutes left. Agricultural value. Okay, I want to have happy news here, or happy, at least positive news, that the Tehama County's agricultural value went up to $227 million in 2010. It's 24.7% better than 2009. Now, a lot of it has to do is the fact that they got lots of water this year. The olive crops are really big. They were hit pretty hard in 2009 with the drought. And so this is actually really good news. The livestock values went up, everything in Tehama County. I mean, this is something that is something we should be really proud of. And it's the right now the prediction is the crop statewide for almonds will be a third of a normal crop. However, the almond crop is predicted to be a new state record. So, almond crop is going to be a new state record. You know, that's good news. I like to hear that because of the rain, and not only because the rain has filled up the lake, so we're having the houseboats, everything. Houseboats were all rented out over the 4th. Hotels are filled up. There is a lot of things going on that should help our tax base because we're going to need it because we did away with the vehicle licensing fees. We're going to start losing money that way. Now, they did put on hold the releasing of the prisoners, I think, till December instead of the July 1st deadline. I think they pushed it off till December to give us some time to work with it and then get the money to the counties. It's still a bad, 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 bad idea, as anybody with any type of common sense will say. It's taking a problem at the state level and giving it right to us. But then again, that's what's important to the state legislature, at least a part of them, is give us your problems. Put it on our back. Put it on our back so we can take care of your problems. It does. If it starts rolling down and it rolls down fast. Now, if you're not doing anything on July 9th, I expect you to be at the Cascade Theater where I am tripping the light fantastic. I am dancing my heart out. You should be there for the very first and the very last public performance of Carl Bott from Free Fire Radio dancing in public. Tickets, $25. Get them down there at Cascade. $20 if you're a senior or a child. However, if you have a child, you may want to cover her eyes when I'm out there dancing. We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
More coming up next hour on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. This takes suicide bombing to another level. A new warning to airlines about how terrorists might hide explosives. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Dave, terrorists considering surgically implanting explosives into humans. That warning from U.S. security officials to domestic and international airlines. The idea is nothing new, sources say, but intelligence points to a renewed interest in the tactic. There is no word of a specific plot. Passengers traveling to the U.S. from overseas could see stepped-up airport screenings due to this threat. Those surgically implanted devices would be difficult to detect, Dave.
Now, Jared, the day before, congressional leaders meet with President Obama. The debate over cutting the deficit while raising the debt limit is still combative.
Will we be the kind of country that protects tax breaks and giveaways for the richest people and corporations while sacrificing seniors and the middle class?
Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid and Republican leader Mitch McConnell's will reply.
It's ludicrous for the administration to propose raising hundreds of billions in taxes at a time when 14 million Americans are looking for work and job creators are struggling.
President Obama might talk about some of this during a town hall on Twitter online today. They're cleaning up dirt in the Phoenix area. There's still said to be a hazy shade of brown in the sky after a nasty dust storm last night, making driving and flying difficult.
It's like we were riding this wave of sand, and we're the last plane in, and we were just going, oh my God, are we going to make it? Are we going to make it?
Flights were grounded for a time. Strong wind took down trees. Thousands lost power. They're now picking a jury to try Roger Clemens, the star pitcher charged with lying when he told Congress.
Let me be clear. I have never taken steroids or HGH.
Clemens claims his accuser is the one lying. Other baseball players may testify at the trial. And we'll find out later this hour where the 2018 Winter Olympics will be held. Three cities going for the gold in South Korea, France, and Germany. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Attention parents. If your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get The Total Transformation free by calling 1-800-216-0753. Call now and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-216-0753. 1-800-216-0753. That's 1-800-216-0753. 1-800-216-0753.
As President Obama plans to start bringing troops home from Afghanistan this summer, he may keep boots on the ground in Iraq longer.
White House officials want to keep a U.S. military presence of up to 10,000 troops in Iraq after the end of this year. A status of forces agreement calls for all U.S. troops to leave at year's end, but there is concern Iraq isn't ready to stand completely on its own just yet. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says it can only happen if Iraq requests it, and so far, they have not.
There's only so much time here available for the Iraqi government to make such a request. If they do, we will consider it.
Carney says in the meantime, the Iraq withdrawal continues apace. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
We're 2 days away from Atlantis's launch, weather permitting. Florida Governor Rick Scott calls the final space shuttle mission a sad time for his state.
Clearly, we're going to lose some jobs out of it. We're going to turn lemons into lemonade. We're going to take all that talent that NASA created all those technicians, the computer technicians, the engineers, and we're going to build other companies.
Now, NASA says the forecast now calls for a 70% chance of rain or thunderstorms preventing Atlantis from launching. They're raking up oily goo from the banks of the Yellowstone River still in Montana.
Federal documents show it took ExxonMobil 56 minutes to fully shut down a pipeline after a break into the Yellowstone River. The Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration has issued a corrective action order to require the company to make safety improvements along the Silvertip Pipeline. ExxonMobil will have to rebury it underneath the riverbed to protect it from external damage. The company has said oil has been spotted about 25 miles downstream, but Montana's governor says if you do the math, it has traveled hundreds of miles to North Dakota. The Environmental Protection Agency has scheduled a community meeting for residents in Billings tonight. Alicia Acuna, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, there's hardly any movement. The Dow up 2 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bodd, good morning. 8:05 on July the 6th. Linda's on assignment. It is 76 degrees, heading up for the hundreds today, probably 100, 304. I saw 106 yesterday. It's no, you know, 106. I used to think 106 was cool a few years ago when I was, you know, wandering around Iraq. 106 was cool back then. It was when you got up to the 110s and, you know, in the low 20s. What do you got today there, Bad Bomb?
Well, look for a high right around 103 degrees. Tonight be just below 70, about 68 is the forecast. And then tomorrow should taper off a bit and just barely brush the triple digits, taking a check of temperatures around town, looking at about 76 downtown and 72 in Anderson. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard.
That's right. They're having music out there again this weekend. Anselmo Vineyard's up toward Shingletown. It's a little bit cooler up there. Phone number there is 474-5546. You need to give them a call and make reservations if you're going to the listen to music. But if you're really going to be listening to music this weekend and want to see some just extravagant dance, you know, a dance extravaganza, you come down to the Cascade Theater July 9th for Dancing with the Stars, Women's Refuge. And the is, you know, this is their major fundraiser. And they have six local people here that they have talked into dancing and who have been working really hard. Every one of them has been working really hard to put on a show for everybody. And again, this is for a great cause. You know, you want to come in, you want to be a part of it. You can still get tickets down there. There's only, I think they can only sell like 900 tickets, and I don't know how many they've sold so far, but you need, you know, we took 20 tickets and those are already gone. Just, I mean, you know, to sell to people, and those are gone already. We're going to have to go back and get some more. So I would just say if you're going to go there, you might want to buy those tickets now. You can do it online or just down at Cascade Theater. Probably call Women's Refuge also. They've probably got something.
You know, Carl, I've been doing, I did the interviews from each of the participants, both the stars and the dancers. The common theme was they couldn't believe how hard it was, but they couldn't believe how much fun it was, too. And you're going to see that on stage.
Well, you know what? It is hard. It's difficult in that sense that every one of us, except Candace Vaughn, who has said that she was the disco queen back when she was in high school. But I don't think any of the rest of us have really had any formal dance training. And the fact you got to take your ego and completely get rid of it and become an open book for them to write on. And what you're learning is people, oh, you can dance. Well, you know what? You can dance to this specific song, you know, and make sure everything, try to make sure everything ends at the same time, which is really important, that you start and that you finish at the same time with your partner. That's really important. But you're not an accomplished in that sense that you can just go out and dance the tango to any type of tango music. That takes somebody that's really worked at it. But the amount of work that the pros have put into this, the choreographers, starting with Kathy Babcock, who is the head choreographer for this whole thing, have put into it, has just been astounding too. Everybody has said, you know, that look, we want to put on a good show. We want to raise money for the Women's Refuge. This is their largest fundraiser, as I said, for the whole year. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here a little bit early because when we come back, Tim Pappas is here. We're going to be talking the law. We're going to be talking constitutional law. We're going to be talking about things that perhaps we should be taking a look at here that's being chipped, that chips away at our rights, whether it's a First Amendment, a Second Amendment, or any amendment that starts being chipped away at by the government, and it's in the government's just blundering way to protect us. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
I'm Dr. Catty Wampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. With me is cats' rights advocate Timothy Olitter on the topic of cats.
I want cats to question their humans. Dogs drool, cats rule.
Hear, hear.
We cats, we know who we are and feel comfortable in our own fur. And we would never hold fundraising events like dogs do.
Are you saying cats are aloof?
I'm saying cats make great companions, too.
Cats count. Visit Haven Humane Society from 11 to 5. Monday through Saturday.
Join us in our fantastic voyage at Wind River Casino and play the fantastic Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Kia Sedona minivan. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at the weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, July 28th, where you could drive away in your very own 2011 Kia Sedona. For more information on Wind River's fantastic Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2011 Kia Sedona from Redding Kia. It's better on the river.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah. I knew it was coming sometime. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. 8:13 in the morning on July the 6th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leo. He's got an office down at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Let me tell you, this man knows what he's doing. He's our optometrist. He has an on-site lab. He'll work with you on insurance. He's got glasses for the whole family. He's doing he has that latest, you know, design for those progressive lenses for the bifocals when you don't want to appear to be wearing bifocals, huh, Linda? And in fact, she's going down to pick a setup today. But he knows what he's doing. His people are very friendly, very professional. We can't say enough about Dr. Joseph Leah. Go down and check him out. You've only got two eyes. You've only got two eyes, my friends. And it's, you need to protect him. You need to have somebody look at him. He's the man to do it. 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Hey, we're really happy to have as our guest Tim Pappas.
And morning.
Tim's been here before. You are the assistant public defender for Shasta County.
Correct.
I believe is that the right title there?
That is right.
Okay. But you are also well known throughout the county for taking on things that you find that are incorrect, that you believe are incorrect.
Absolutely, especially on a constitutional level.
Especially on the constitutional level. You are the constitutional lawyer.
I try to be.
Well, and that's why we're really happy to have you on. Tim is the one that took on the library.
Yep.
About what happened. Can you give everybody a little bit of a background on what happened with that, Tim? In case there's still some people out there I don't think really understand what the big, brouhaha was.
Yeah, really the library issue was the city trying to impose restrictions on those who wanted to stand outside of the library, not inside the library, but outside of the library, to pass out leaflets to educate people on whatever was happening in the community, whether it was at that time the Charter City issue, or even today the things that are going on with City Council, the budget, whatever it is. That was an opportune place for people to educate other people, because the library really has become a city plaza. There's a lot of traffic in and out of the library, and so it's a prime location to come in contact with a lot of people. So the city wanted to put these restrictions on free speech and expressive conduct, and we opposed those. And we tried for a long time to work with the city to tell them what you're doing is unconstitutional. What the city wanted us to do was to spoon-feed them and tell them how to make it constitutional, but that's what they have a city attorney for. If he can't figure that out, what the heck is he sitting in office for?
Well, we're going to come up to that, too, but how many city attorneys do we have?
We have one city attorney, but we have two assistants.
Okay, so that's three that we have that are working on legal issues.
Correct.
And so when they wanted to, I remember this took some time.
It did.
It said, from the time it happened, said, wait a minute, you can't tell us, this is... When can we start telling people what you can say and where you can say it at? I mean, this is a very dangerous slope that we're looking at right here.
Very much
so. We're
at
the top of the ski run, and you all are wanting to push us off here.
Right.
And, okay, so then you tried to work with them. I remember that, and that kind of broke down.
At first, we had problems with them in August. Then we had more problems with them in September during Constitution Week. And then they tried to push through a policy without notifying the legal counsel what was going on. We found out just at the brink of the moment and got a lot of people into the council chambers, board of trustees, and we were able to put that on hold so that we could actually participate in public hearings on these proposed regulations. It was pretty clear from the beginning the Citizens Advisory Committee didn't want anything to do with the rest of the public. These were the policies they want. Those are the policies they voted for.
Now, who's on the city's Citizens Advisory Committee?
I don't know their names by heart.
Right, but are they just people that have been appointed, or they say, hey, I'd like to be on this board?
I don't know. They may volunteer themselves and then they get appointed, but it is an appointed position. It's a 4-year term. It's right in the municipal code, and it's a panel of 5 individuals that advise the board of trustees, which is really the city council, on what should be going on in the library. And so they asked for the policy, and 4 of the 5 council members voted for the policy.
Okay. Said that we should be able to restrict free speech and a gathering of people at
Correct.
The library. A bastion. Okay, people, my friends out there listening, I'm an unabashed supporter of the fact that we went after that. To me, that, I've been in too many places where there's been too many restrictions, and we're sitting there looking at what happens to the populace.
Absolutely.
In this country, because there are too many, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't have this, you can't do this. When you see this in reality, you start getting just a little bit, you start looking at things a lot closer. So here we are with the one of the bastions of freedom in a library, and they are trying to restrict it, and the city council 4-1 goes along with it.
4-1. It was unbelievable, but they did.
That really surprises me.
Notwithstanding that they took an oath to defend
the
Constitution.
Who's the one that didn't?
Patrick Jones.
Okay. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so then what happened?
Well, then we filed suit. We told them we were going to file suit. We kept telling them it was unconstitutional. I provided them, between the paperwork that I prepared, about 21 pages of legal facts that said what you're doing is unconstitutional. They ignored it all. They imposed their policy. We filed suit on those very same facts, and the court ruled in our favor on every single one of them. So that kind of tells you we were coming from a pretty strong position from the beginning, And the city basically had their head handed to them on a silver platter by the court.
Mm-hmm. I heard that. They lost everything.
They did. And not a single point did they win.
Now, and then, and out of that, they also had to pay what? They had to pay the attorney's fees?
Well, that's going to still be litigated, but mm-hmm. the attorney fees. See, there's a process called a lodestar formula. A lodestar formula, it allows for attorneys to take on issues of great importance, such as constitutional rights, constitutional protections, and it allows the court to multiply the attorney fees by whatever factor the court deems is appropriate. So with that potential lodestar formula there, it could get very, very expensive for the city for imposing these regulations, trying to restrict free speech and expressive conduct on the rest of us. And, you know, one of the things I got to say, because one of the city's arguments is, well, people want to be in peace as they're going to the library, as they're entering or exit the library. But long ago, we dealt with what we call the heckler's veto, those few people who don't want to listen to others engage in free speech. And we don't allow the heckler veto to diminish the impact and the importance of the First Amendment. We can't.
You can't, because I could say, hey, look, I don't want to hear these people talking about whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Growing beans in the valley. I don't want to hear this. I don't think they should be handing out these, you know, these things about save the puppies. It bothers me.
Right.
And as soon as you do that, then it becomes everything else.
Yeah.
Then everybody is going to find a reason not to. It's like these photos of the abortion corners. How you're starting to see that, where people are saying, this man should not be able to do this. This is horrendous. You know, I don't want my children looking at it.
Yeah, well, this is public education, people. If you're going to allow abortion, you're going to have to deal with the whole ugly fact of abortion from beginning to end.
Well, the fact is that, again, to me, you know, notwithstanding what, you know, what the subject is, something like this, and once you say he can't do that, or she or whoever it is, then can you then say, okay, yes, you can put up signs that say stop the war?
Right.
You know, it's that kind of thing.
Well, you know, the most important, and I'm one of those individuals that I've always said this. I taught this in the Constitution class that I taught for about 66 hours, and I always praise the veterans, because without the veterans, we wouldn't have these rights that we cherish today. It was their sacrifice that allowed our country to continue in the way that it does, providing these constitutional protections. Well, my first visceral reaction when I see there's a church, and we all know the church, where they go out and harangue family members of
Westwood or West Baptist.
Westboro or something like that.
Westboro Baptist, yeah. That's it.
My first visceral reaction is disgust. I cannot believe that they would do that to veterans. But I have to take a step back as an attorney and say, you know what, the Constitution protects that. No matter how, you know, horrible it may sound, no matter how visceral it may appear at first blush, it is a constitutional protection. If you take the First Amendment away, you have no further avenue to protect the rest of your rights. They will slowly be eaten away by the government the way the government does today.
And I agree. You know, being a veteran and having been, you know, with the Patriot Guard riders and the others that go out there, having stood between the Westboro Baptist Church and their insanity and the venom that drips from their bodies, between them and the families that they are trying to offend, I think they have to have that protected. You know, they should have that right to be protected. That's what, you know, that's what the veterans are fighting for. Is, you may not agree with these idiots, but as soon as you start saying that what they're saying can be officially suppressed, and what comes next?
Absolutely.
We got to take a break here. Our guest is Tim Pappas, constitutional lawyer, who has given a class to the city of Reading on what's allowed in freedom of speech. And the city of Reading still hasn't. I hope they've learned, because there's some other things coming up, too. Carl and the Bot, and this is Free Fire Radio.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will host the 2011 Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Candace Vaughn, North Valley Bank, Denise Jurgensen, Caltrans, Jennifer Kettles, You Top It, Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, and Jake Easy, Power 94. Tickets are $20 and $25. On sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at ShastaWomensRefuge.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118 extension 214-444-0118, extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include B&T Satellite, Lulu's Restaurant, Redding Electric Utility, Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Marie Callender's, Westside Florist Results Radio, Marshall's Florist, Redding Rancheria, and Anderson Florist and Gifts. Join us and cast your vote for this year's Shasta County Dancing with the Stars champion.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms. From animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Lindabot. Linda's on assignment, 8:25 in the morning, July the 6th. 76 degrees, going up to like 103 again today. So if you've got any arguments you wanted to have over dishes, it may not be the time to do it. And since a brother killed his brother Monday over who's going to clean the dirty dishes up, I've got a feeling there's probably more to it than that. Our guest, Tim Pappas, constitutional lawyer, but also the assistant public defender for Shasta County. Another thing came up. We just finished talking about the library, and the fact is that they were drop-kicked all the way across the attorneys, and for some reason fought this, and we went in and they lost every part of the case. They didn't win one part of the case. And the judge, by the way, and I don't even know who the judge is, but I applaud.
Judge Marlowe.
I applaud Judge Marlowe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really do. City of Shasta Lake, something was happening there. And I was receiving things, and we were going to have, and in fact, we're still going to probably have somebody on here to talk about it. There's some stuff going on in City of Shasta Lake that ceased after you wrote a letter.
Yeah, basically what, I got a real fast history of it, and it was thrown in my lap in a very quick period of time. But it appears that there are some tensions among the council members themselves, and there might be some raucous meetings that are going on. And so the council's decision, at least the majority, was to impose restrictions on speech. So in other words, they wanted to only allow council members to talk nice and pretty to each other and, you know, to tickle them on their bellies and other things like that, so they're all real happy.
I heard there was belly tickling going on over
there. Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
So
okay.
Instead of accepting as adults that we can talk harshly to each other to criticize the decisions that are made in a public forum, but yet still respect each other, they just wanted to cut off all dialogue. So I wrote a letter to them, and I have to say that I used the library incident as a foundation. And I basically warned the city of Shasta Lake that don't make the same stupid mistake that Redding did in thinking that you can restrict these First Amendment rights and do it without a cost. Because if a lawsuit is filed and the court imposes a restraining order on you, we're going to seek attorney fees. So they wisely chose not to adopt their restrictive policy.
Well, yeah, you know, what I read is because I got sent all this stuff in a disc. And I was getting ready to, we were getting ready to launch on it when things backed off after you wrote the letter. Again, because freedom of speech, it is so important. Because
absolutely,
it is the cornerstone, I believe, of our democracy. And once you start restricting that, then everything else goes away.
Exactly.
Somehow it starts getting picked. But they saw what was happening.
Right.
From a third party kind of a disinterested party, except in the fact I want this to not happen
right.
because of this. And they just backed off and said, we're going to find a different way of doing this.
Yeah. You know, and some citizens got up and said, you know, we still want you guys to act mature. And I think that's a reasonable request from those elected officials.
It is. You can, you know, but to try and make rules about how we treat each other. I mean, my gosh, are we in grade school?
Yeah.
Where he says, you know, there's...
Well, that's the problem with our nanny government, is that they want to treat us as children in all aspects, and they think they're better than us. Well, you know, it's time for government to back off of us. Back off our backs. Step aside. We are adults. We can run our own lives. We can certainly run our lives in this community, and we don't need Big Brother telling us how and when to do it.
You know, we're going to be talking about that. We've got to take a break here in, what, about a minute and a half. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about nanny government. I want to talk about the government that is saying that there's so many things that, you know, you can't do anymore. That, you know, that, I mean, to the point now, the next step is, you know, what you can eat, what you can't eat. I mean, I see it coming. Can you
circumcise your child?
Can you circumcise your child?
Yeah.
When does the government get into this?
Can you buy a goldfish?
Can you?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully through
that one.
Yeah, I hope they threw out. I don't know about. And as far as the circumcision one, I thought that one died, but I guess it didn't.
No, it's as far as I understood, it got enough signatures to be on the ballot in San Francisco. Santa Monica, it died.
Is there something in the
Santa
water,
man? Well, I don't know. Maybe it's they should stop drinking the water there. Okay, we're going to take a break here in about, what do we got here? Oh, I guess we're going to take a break now. Carl Linda Bott, we're going to take a break for the news. Our guest, Tim Papp, is constitutional lawyer and Shasta County Assistant Public Defender. We're going to be talking about nanny government and what we should be looking for in that.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. There's a winner among the cities going for the gold to host the 2018 Winter Olympics. The IOC selecting the South Korean city of
Pyeongchang.
As IOC President Jacques Rugge making the announcement, it beat out Annecy, France, and Munich, Germany, the election over after just one round of the secret ballot. The government warning airlines that terrorists may try to take suicide bombings to another level as they consider surgically implanting explosives into humans.
The idea is nothing new, sources say, but intelligence points to a renewed interest in the tactic, though there is no word of a specific plot. Passengers traveling to the U.S. from overseas could see stepped-up airport screenings due to this threat. However, surgically implanted devices would be difficult to detect.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information for veterans like you and me. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
Lawncrest Chapel and Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 222-1587. That's 222-1587.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Chris, July 12th Haven Monthly Second Tuesday Club meets at Elements in Wind River Casino for dinner.
Elementary, my dear John.
Oh, good grief. Hey, please join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, July 12th at Wind River Casino. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River's Elements restaurant kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven's efforts.
And that closes the case on that mystery.
I'd like to close the case on you.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, July 10th.
As we bring you the new science fiction mystery, Waiting for a Window.
A young man and his disabled boat make an emergency stop on an island that seems determined to prevent him from ever leaving in this latest entry in the new Radio Theater's $5,000 competition.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR, 1460 AM, or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Kent's Meats and Groceries.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane. It's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. 8:35 in the morning. Linda's on assignment. July the 6th. It's like 78 degrees. Bob refuses to put the temperature up. I just have to guess as I go along.
It's going
to
be because it's changing so fast.
What is it now?
Well, right now up in City of Shasta Lake, we got 76, 77 on the east side, and right now downtown 77 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. It's cooler up there. It's just a quick drive out of Palisadro up there. They're having music this weekend. Give them a call for reservations. That's, of course, everybody on July 9th is going to be coming down and watching me dance. Tim Pappas is our guest. And our constitutional lawyer here, and also the Shasta County Assistant Public Defender. You know, we were talking about, well, during the break, about the, you know, nanny state. We're talking about the, you know, the number of people we have working, you know, for the city government. We're talking about prison system, because we're talking about as the public defenders in your office.
Right.
And one of the things I was really, I was just floored is the number of cases you all handle a year.
We handle a lot.
Yeah, it was in the thousands.
Yep.
And that 95% of them, about 95%, I believe, are plea bargained.
Right.
Okay. Now, when we talk about plea bargaining, you know, I guess you're looking at, you know, something that's really a felonious, you know, a real felony, that's handled differently than others, or should I say that?
No, really, all cases are pretty much open to plea bargain. And the whole process of plea bargaining is make an offer, and then the person who, of course, is the defendant has to decide, is it in my best benefit to take that offer, or is it my best benefit to go to trial? Our job is to tell them the pros and cons of both. So when we get an offer from the DA, we'll tell the defendant, look, your exposure is 14 years with what they've got you charged with. So if you go to jury trial and the jury convicts you of everything, the court can sentence you to a maximum of 14 years. They're offering you felony local. You know, do you want to take the chance? And you have to make the decision. It's a hard decision because there are a lot of people, and rightfully so, you know, who say I didn't do what they're charging me with. And the issue is not that I didn't do it, but the issue is taking the chance with the jury, because jurors are unknown quantities. You don't know how they're going to go. And this recent case in Florida is a perfect example.
Well, you know, we talked about that earlier today, and, you know, about the Casey Anthony jury trial. And there's a lot of people calling in about that this morning, right, and a lot of response on that they think it was a travesty. Bad Bob?
Well, I imagine that you hear a lot of times, you know, how can you possibly defend this absolute garbage bag? But do you see yourself as more a defender of the process than as the person?
Yeah, well, I don't look at them as a garbage bag because, and this is the reason why, I come into a contact with a lot of people and a lot of good people who've just made a bad mistake. And so they're not garbage at all. Now, there are some real dangerous people out there, I will give you that,
I would argue with that. There are some very bad people.
Oh, yeah, that even would scare me. But I do believe that I'm defending both the individual and the Constitution, because the minute defense attorneys give in to the system, then the state holds all the power. And that's a very scary proposition.
And I understand that, and you're absolutely right. And whether we like it or not, this is our system.
Absolutely.
And there may either be travesties of justice. You know, you go back, but there's other times that the system works really well.
Yes.
And I see what you're saying. When you say, you know, and it was kind of a, you know, when you say that you look at people that, there are good people that have done something that was just completely wrong.
Right.
How many would you just say that? You know, everybody says, I'm innocent. I mean, that's what you hear. When you're looking at them, and maybe you don't even look at it like this, but are most of the people that come in front of you innocent or guilty?
Well,
you say,
I think on a constitutional level, of course, they're all innocent until proven guilty. But when you get talking to them, a lot of times you'll say, you know what, you did something wrong, but it's not what is charged here.
Okay.
And they'll be the first people to say, yeah, I agree with you. You know, what I did was dumb, but I didn't do this.
Okay, and an example of that would be?
Well, let's...
I mean, I just threw that one at you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, think about it for a second, because, what you just said is, yes, I did do something wrong, but it wasn't this bad. I did not fight with the policeman. They had me down on the ground, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying one of those. But I'm just saying anything. Yes, I may have taken this, but I didn't do this.
Yeah. Well, actually, not that you brought it up. There is a case where when you want to talk about innocence, there was a driver that was arrested for 148. 148 is called resisting, obstructing, or delaying a police officer. And his crime, his horrible crime was refusing to move on because he wanted to watch a police officer interact with another member of the public that the officer had stopped. Not interfere with, not try to get in between. He was stopped in his own car to the side of the road watching the interaction between the police and this other citizen, and he was arrested for refusing to move on. Well, first of all, the officer had no authority to tell him to move on. He wasn't obstructing traffic. He wasn't parked illegally. He was in a public place watching a police officer who is a public employee interact with a member of the public, and he wanted to see what was going on, and the police told him to move on, and so he didn't. He got arrested. That's the type of abusive government power that we stand between the government and its system.
What happened on that?
It was dismissed.
Yeah. It should be.
It should never have been charged in the first place, but it was
dismissed. Does that mean, this was obviously, it's a misdemeanor.
It was a misdemeanor.
How long do you stay in the system on a misdemeanor? Do you get your picture taken?
Oh, yeah.
So you have your photo taken.
Yeah.
And is that photo taken out after they find you, or they dismiss charges?
Nope.
So what they've done is they've just harassed you over this, knowing that it's not going to stick in court.
Right.
They're making a point.
The only way to get that information out is to do a petition for factual innocence. But again, that costs money. You know, you've got to have the money to be able to go into court and prove that the government was wrong from the very beginning. It's very expensive.
Wow. Okay, we got to take a break here. That's really interesting on that. Because you see the police, and the police have got a tough job.
They do.
Don't misunderstand what we're saying here. But on the other hand, there are laws out there, or there's sometimes that people, you know, 103 degrees. Hey, you didn't move when you should have.
Right.
And I've got a law that says that I'm going to, that you should have moved, so I'm just going to arrest you. It's just take it out of my, let somebody else figure it out.
Yep.
Oh, hey, it's Carl Linda Bott. 8:42 in the morning on July 6th. We've got Tim Pappas here, who's the Shasta County Assistant Public Defender, but also a constitutional lawyer who's not afraid to take on the government when he sees that the First Amendment and any other of our rights are being infringed on. Join us after these messages.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pole towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked. If you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
One, two, three, here we go.
Linda Fox, on the spot. Linda Fox, on the spot.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Linda Fox, oh, on the spot. Linda Fox,
yeah, yeah,
on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me on KCNR 1460 Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to talk about fashion and film, great music, lots of fun, great giveaways, and I want to thank my sponsors for making my show possible. That's the Mount Shasta Mall, Elegant Soul, and California Auto Repair and Smog. See you here Thursday night.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in KCNR1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, talk about freedom. Freedom! Right off Athens Avenue, D.C., Tim and a man in black. They give great haircuts. They give discounts to veterans, and it is a place of free exchange of ideas. It's man's last stronghold, and a barbershop should be an exchange of ideas. I mean, you get great conversation down there. That's Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue in the little shopping center there. Our guest is Shasta County Public Defender Tim Pappas, but also a constitutional lawyer who is not afraid to take on the government when he sees something wrong, and some, you know, and there's other things too that we want to talk about. Is talk about the prison system,
right?
And when you talk about prison system, and we're spending $50,000 a year per prisoner, $12,000 a year on medical for that prisoner, and in places like New York they spend $4,000, and in Texas it's $2,000. And you had some interesting thoughts.
Well, you can
think
that $52,000 a year, you can thank your CCPOA for that. That's the California Correctional Police Officers Association. As far as the medical stuff, you can thank the state of California trying to butt heads with the federal court system for that one, because it's in receivership. And pretty much once you're in federal receivership, you've lost all control over the process. But we were talking about public employee unions versus private unions. And as my comment was, that private unions, I think, are absolutely necessary. You have to have some type of countervailing force with the power of corporations. Corporations wield a mass amount of power because they have a mass amount of money. And the only way to balance that out is to form groups, which we call unions, so that you have some type of balance in the negotiation process. But it's completely different with public employee unions. Public employee unions are actually, in my view, treasonous to the concept of our government.
And why is that?
It's because we have a group of individuals who are trying to force down the public's throat raises and benefits and all the other expenses that come with their public employment in the same aspect that we do with private employers. Yet it's not the same. With the government, you voluntarily decide to give your service to the people, which means you have to take what the people are willing to give you. To force down their throat by threats of strike is no different than an act of war against the very people that you've sworn to protect. So that's treason. When you wage war, here it's economic war, when you wage economic war against the very citizens who you've sworn to protect, you've engaged in treasonous conduct.
So a union that represents the line workers, the electrical union. What you're saying is that if they see unsafe conditions and they come up as their union, this is unsafe. The answer to that then from your point of view, and see if I understand this right, is that nobody's forcing you to work here.
Exactly.
If you don't like it, leave.
Exactly. And to say that, well, no,
but
we
isn't
need
that the,
to...
But isn't that the same in public?
No.
Okay.
No, yeah. Absolutely. See, the private enterprise, you have the ability to go anywhere you want. If you don't want to work that corporation because the unions haven't negotiated a good wage for you, then you go find another company to work for where the union's a little bit better. But in public employment, you're not negotiating against this... the board of supervisors or the city council, you're negotiating against all the citizens that you are sworn to protect and to serve. So it's just not police and fire. It's everybody. Every public employee goes into that office knowing that I'm here to serve you. I'm your public servant. That's why we call it that. We're public servants. We do the public's business. How dare that we get into these gangs or these groups called unions, public employee unions, and force down your throat as a taxpayer? And I'll give you a good example. Wisconsin. What did they want? They wanted taxes raised so that they could get more money. So in other words, they want the taxpayers to pay more money so that they can have the continuing privilege to work for the government. What kind of crazy system is that? You don't tell the taxpayers what they're going to pay. You accept what the taxpayers are willing to pay and either take it or leave.
And if the taxpayers, in the case of the city councils or that, put the pay at a higher level and do all these things, then you know, that's okay. We're lucked out on this one.
Well, that's another problem I have with at least our city council. Our city council does all of their negotiating in private, in these closed-door sessions. The public is cut off from all of the exchange between these individuals. We have no idea what's going on until it's handed to us in our lap and said, here, this is what we're going to do. No input, no give and take, no back and forth, nothing. It's just, here, this is what we're going to do. By the way, we did this all in secret, but trust us. We're the government. We don't. That's the problem.
So you're saying it should be all open negotiations then?
Open negotiations. What is there to hide? You're talking taxpayer dollars here. If the city council is our representatives, everything that they do as far as negotiations with their employees should be done in open session. We're talking taxpayer dollars being spent for public service by our city council who is elected. Why are they in closed session?
Why no transparency?
Absolutely.
Except at the end.
Exactly.
Why side letters?
Yeah, side letter. That's a whole other thing.
Well, let's save that until we come back for our break in our last segment here, because I'm a little concerned about side letters, and I talked to Kurt Starman about that. But we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. Our guest, Tim Pappas, constitutional lawyer, but also the assistant public defender of Shasta County. Carl in the Bot, 8:51 in the morning, July 6th. It's going to get up to 103 or 104 today. So stay cool, but get riled up when we come back.
Just a small town girl. Living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Cheering Creek Road, across from the post office.
MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Road Fights present Vision Quest Cage Fights 4. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 16th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. These are sure to be the best cage fights in the North State, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. This event will sell out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 16th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4 at Wind River Casino on July 16th, presented by Rogue Fights. For more information on the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children, and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:55 in the morning, July the 6th. Our guest, Tim Pappas, Shasta County Assistant Public Defender and also constitutional lawyer. Let's go to the phones. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Jesse. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to call and say how much I greatly appreciate what Tim Pappas does for the community. He really believes in the job that he's doing, and he educates us as the public about our rights. I don't see a lot of people that are in offices like his taking their time to just come out and to help the general public to understand their rights. So kudos to you, Tim. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling, Jesse. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We were talking about when we left.
Side letters.
The side letters. When I talked to Kurt Starman about this, I said, you know, these side letters that caused all this consternation last time. And he says, well, we get, I think he said 30 or 40 a year, you know, that, or maybe it's more, that, and they don't send them to the city council members, which I found kind of interesting. What's your take on this
thing? Kind of underhanded, evil, Dr. No type of thing. Yeah, you're right. Basically, what a side letter does is it modifies a contract. So the public expects, they have an MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding. We all know what the contract is. But in these secret side letters, they modify this contract without telling anybody. So now the public thinks it's A, when in reality it's B. And I'll tell you what, this whole thing came to a head when the city council in December had voted 3-2 to ask for what they call requests for quotes. In other words, find out what the private enterprises can do to maintain our parks. So in order to save the privatization issue, to avoid privatization, they added a classification of employees to a group in an MOU that allowed them to work part-time. So it went from full-time part-time to part-time part-time. That is a major change in a contract. It was done in a side letter, and nothing was said about it until somebody accidentally said the wrong thing, a council member found out, and the whole thing blew up. That is not a minor change. That's what side letters are supposed to be, minor changes that affect one person, maybe two persons. This affected a whole classification of employees, and it allowed the city staff, over council's objection, because council gave them direction where they wanted to go, it allowed city staff to manipulate the process and add in a classification of employees so that they wouldn't deal with the privatization issue. That's what we're talking about. That type of failure of transparency, that type of failure of accountability is what has the people riled up. We want a Republican form of government. We vote our representatives in to represent us, but we do not want our Republican form of government to be held in secret. And that's what they're doing.
Okay. And the, you know, especially when we were talking, you know, there's been other things that have come out of this, out of the staff, and we got about 2 minutes left. Other things have come out of the staff that have been more confidential, secret. We're not going to talk about it.
Right.
That I just find that, How can our city council continue to put up with this? You know, and we hear things like, well, you know, they have a right to do it. We can't oversee everything they do. No, you can't. But you sure can give your guidance and say, I want to hear, know about these things.
Right.
Anything that changes this. And then and everybody just, and then they just turned around and gave them the right to do it.
The mantra to the opposition to make you feel bad is, well, you want us to micromanage. No, wait, we actually want you to manage. You know, micromanage would be sweet if you guys could even manage. You can't even manage. So, you know, to say that we want you to micromanage is an absolute oxymoron. You got to manage first to micromanage. But they're not even managing. So learn how to manage first and then come back and talk to us about micromanagement.
Okay. Our guest has been Tim Pappas. We got like a minute left. Tim, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You know, but just like, just let me throw this at you. What do you see coming down the pike that could be like a big...
Prison realignment?
Okay.
It's going to be horrible. It's going to be a nightmare to put into place.
Okay. And I think they backed it off to December.
October, actually. October 1st, right?
October 1st. But, you know, everybody we have had on, there hasn't been one person from any side that thinks that this thing's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare.
Okay. Well, we're going to be talking more about that. We sure appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
As usual, Tim. Tomorrow we got Dave Wilson is from the Democratic Party, from the steering committee of the Democratic Party right here in Shasta County. That's always exciting to have on. And along with a couple other people from Dancing with the Stars, Carl and Linda Bott. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.